Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the first ever episode 32 of Attractions Magazine Expansion Drive Podcast, your weekly source for all things nerdy, video games, movies, theme parks,
You did.
Music, TV, man. Sometimes a little wrestling. Man, I screwed up the whole rigmarole. First time. As always, I'm your host, Mike Kerrigan, with my friend to the left, at Blacktimus Prime himself, your favorite, worst producer ever, Dee Dee.
PUBG came out today, so I've been...
Oh, my God.
You've been playing bad video games, is what you're saying.
Okay, so... Wow.
Listen. All right, we'll get back to it.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Where's and then,
so over to my right, returning again, Miss Brittany Tuttle.
Hello.
And we haven't seen her for a couple weeks.
I know, I missed y'all.
Miss Tori Fox.
Hello. Yes.
Oh,
hello.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Shout it's out nice to Tori back. For... getting a big girl job.
I got a big girl job.
Do you want to tell everybody where you're working?
Yeah. So I'm working at, it's called Mad Creative Fabrication. It's a fabrication shop. So they work on, it's a lot of like contracted stuff. So it could really honestly be anything. Mm-hmm. Anyone who contacts us and wants something. But it's a lot of theme park stuff. So I'm like really excited.
Very awesome.
About it.
Oh.
So shout out to Tori.
Yeah.
She's going to be too cool for this show soon.
Great. No, I love this show.
Tori, can you be on the show?
I can make it all be
sorry,
here.
I'm making a new Star Wars land.
Oh, I'm working in Star Wars land sponsored by Samsung.
No,
oh,
no.
I'm flying out to LA to work on episode 9.
Oh, it's so boring.
And so, your
darling. So as you can see, we're at a different area this time. We're not at the office this week.
We're not.
We're on location, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever. We're at Gaylord Palms. They're checking out the what's it called, Dee Dee? It's the Sounds of the Season concert series.
Season of the concert series, which has multiple, I guess, choruses from all over the area. Then they'll sing different songs and I guess different languages.
Yeah, and it's all a bunch of different cultures and whatnot from across the world and whatnot. And so of course tonight the performing. Who's it tonight?
The Orlando Gay Chorus.
Awesome.
That tonight?
So that's tonight. So we're gonna see that. And then what's really cool is when you buy the ticket to go see the show, you get in to see Ice as well
for free.
Yeah.
Free $3.99.
Yeah.
The whole thing isn't free. But,
Ice
Baby.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if they had a big giant vanilla ice. Sculpture with the hair.
Would you say that we're going to have an ice time tonight?
No.
Off the podcast.
I'd say it's pretty chill. but of course, they have two more showings coming up, right?
Two more showings. One with Voctive.
Okay.
That's on the 20th of Wednesday.
That's next of Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday.
Wednesday next week. And then, they have the Orlando Philharmonic and the Orlando Ballet going to be here Thursday, December 21st.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Well, that's sick.
Nice.
So what's really cool, you can watch ENL from 6 to 7.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then come over here at 8:15 and check out the Sounds of the Season concert series.
Or you can just have ENL in your headphones and listen.
Is that how you watch it, Dee Dee?
Maybe.
Yeah, while he's doing
Dee Dee doesn't watch the show.
Oh, I do watch the show. Hey, I watched the Disneyland special.
Yeah, I did watch.
Oh, you did?
I watched the special edition from Disneyland.
The Bad Signal Disneyland edition.
Oh, you know what's funny about that? So I log on. Josh goes, oh, hey, it's Dee Dee. And you're like, oh, hey, how you doing? My whole thing restarts.
So I'm like, what? Josh talked to me. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, he left.
It just the way we restarted. Like, back to the beginning, I didn't even realize it. I'm like, wow. And all of a sudden, I heard the shout out again. I'm like, oh, my thing restarted.
He was good for his first little hosting gig.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about more about that topic of the show later.
It was neat, though.
Stats. Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. We'll be talking about all that later.
Heard that. I'm so sorry.
Dee Dee started this new thing where he says, heard that.
In every single text.
As blame. Any kind of affirmation.
Yeah. No, okay.
I'm just going to, all my texts are going to be like the voice recordings. So you actually can say, heard that. No. You can like actually record your voice.
So sorry.
But as always, we're sponsored by MEI Travel, Mastermind Travel, and UniversalFanTravel.com. They're your go-to source for all things Disney.
Yes.
Universal.
Oh.
And cruises, of course.
Hey now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They still got those awesome deals going on for the holidays. So you get buy one, get one half off your second guest. They have kids sale for less, the 25% off the third and the fourth guest. And Dee Dee, of course, they got those Deck the Holidays deals going on right now.
Deck the Holidays, y'all.
No singing this week?
I'm trying to, what song should I do? Fa la 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 la, deck the holidays.
I like that. That's good.
That
that's
was
good.
Nice. That was really nice.
So right now, you'll get up to an extra $150 to spend at sea when they sail during the holidays. So make sure you check out MEI Travel, Universal Fan Travel, and Mouse Fan Travel for all your go-to travel needs. Free quote.
Nice. Free.
Free.
99.
Free.
Is it? Are there obligations?
Free.
No
city.
Obligations.
None. Not a Zippo. Wow.
So just heard that.
Heard
that. That needs to be a new t-shirt design. Heard that.
And it's just Dee Dee going like this. Doing like the Hulk Hogan gimmick.
I would still do that.
Yes. In the Hulkmania font. I'll tell Josh to cease work on desist. It later.
That would be awesome. Cease and desist.
So we're going to be talking about Disneyland later, of course, Brittany. Yes. Anything else going on in the wonderful world of Brittany right now?
I saw Coco yesterday.
How much did you cry?
I cried from a very pivotal point in the film up until the end of the film, which was about halfway through.
Yeah,
I just started
stop.
What?
Just started crying. Yeah. And if you guys know the point with the stairs with Mama Imelda, where you learn like a special thing about her, it was from then until the end of the movie. I was just sobbing, but I was like sitting really still. So like I would feel Josh like look over at me and I'm like, you can't stop him crying.
Don't look at me.
But I went to the 3D one, so I had the glasses on, so I was safe. He didn't know.
That's good.
Were they fogging up at all?
No, I was just like, I was like shaking from trying to hold it.
I'm sure you were sniffling too. You're like,
was there a difference from was that your first or second time watching it?
That was my first time seeing
it. Is it good in 3D?
Yes, very cool.
It's a very
though I don't think
beautiful.
It adds really? Or subtracts.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
thing.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about 3D movies in general. I don't really feel like it takes away from anything if you don't see it in 3D.
Yeah.
However, I feel like 4DX it probably would have been cool.
Oh my God.
Coco in 4DX.
Remember me. Remember.
There's your gift for the week, you guys.
Oh my God, no.
Tori, what about you? Besides getting this awesome new job, anything else going on?
Please tell us.
I'm trying to
I really want her
think.
To have like one of the stick cigarette things, like Cruella DeVille style.
You know what?
Darling.
Yes. I can so see like Zsa Zsa Gabor right here. Just dressed as wear the what do you call the boas?
Yeah.
Feathered boa, long dress.
Darling.
You make me think of that. Anastasia.
Grandma is me.
Grandma.
Anastasia.
Yeah, but not too much. I'm just pretty excited. I'm gearing up for, Star Wars like everyone else.
Yeah.
I did. Rode Star Tours, cried a lot with the new sequences. And I'm making my dress for the premiere, so let's hope I make it in time.
I'm going to skip you real quick. No. I was going to say, I was this close to hitting buy. I almost bought a Jedi costume yesterday.
Stop.
Almost.
I might buy that dark gray cardigan and the scarf.
Well, it was
real talk.
It's one of the Amazon ones. It's not like, legit or whatever. But it was like $80 and all the reviews were actually really high. I'm like, I want this.
Yeah, but you're gonna have like the boot really flaps that like flip up over your shoes.
No. It's a legit. It's a legit thing.
Legit?
Yeah, it's not like a costume thing. It's like a legit, Jedi thing.
Buy it. Buy it right now.
I was really close.
So
wait, what
would
you have
gone
to?
I got invited into the Parks Block thing Thursday, and then Frock and I are supposed to go Friday morning, and then I'm taking the kids Saturday morning.
Nice.
Because Fraka, I bought it, all of us to go Saturday. But of course, Fraka, she started working, and I bought them months ago.
So
it's just me and the kids, and then hopefully some other loser, is getting off so he can actually go opening weekend.
I'm hoping, but some.
Will it
I mean,
existence.
But it's opening weekend. They literally have showings at like 3 a.m., so you don't have an excuse.
I'm going to one at 1:30.
I may have to.
In the morning,
but
because I didn't get into the Disney Parks blog meetup because Josh was the one who signed us up, and
it's too slow. It's
someone
too slow.
Doesn't have
too slow.
He signed up like 2 minutes after it opened.
Yeah, it was gone in like what 5 minutes, if that. It was gone super fast.
Wow,
Dee Dee, anything going on with you, sir? Except for PUBG now, apparently.
I work
the
a
game
lot.
You ragged on.
That's my life. Working 60 hours a week.
I feel bad.
Jeez.
Heard that.
Oh boy. I've created monsters. Monsters. But nothing really. Nothing. Well, honestly.
Well, we both did something, not on the same day. But we went and saw Kurt Russell. Oh, dude.
Ooh.
Okay, so
Okay, so
first off, okay. No, well, let me first say
wait,
that.
Did you wait? You saw Kurt Russell too?
No, I canceled my reservation.
Yeah, I was actually wondering about that. I didn't see you post, so I was like,
because you were supposed to go Saturday, right?
No, we were supposed to go Monday, and then we talked about it. And we were like, oh, it's an $80 meal. Oh,
that's how much it was? But the meal, it's like a 3-course meal, right?
$80 with like tip.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we were like, we just did this twice, like a week ago. It's a lot of money.
I did it for free.
I did it for free, too.
I did wait in line.
At what cost? Well, it was you so waited funny. All day.
I got in line at 11. I'm not going to lie. I waited there in front of the American Pavilion at 11 a.m. And the kids, they went and rode everything. And I sat there right in front playing my Switch. I was sitting there playing Rocket League for a few hours, played some WWE Supercar. And I was mad content because it was nice weather. It was totally fine. I had food in my bag, and it was like, what time did you get here? 11 a.m. Oh my god, it's not a big deal. But pass
it's actually really not that big of a deal. Yeah. But
I got to see Kurt Russell
when like the kids came back to join you.
No, because like everybody that was like right around us, the kids kept coming back and forth or whatever.
Also, it's the children
get salty about that. Too. About
the well, the crazy thing,
Disney folk,
and Didi had the same exact experience where the dining plan, holy crap,
wow,
seriously, the standby was only the last three rows.
Yeah, legit.
The last three rows,
and I'm not even kidding. Not even like rows. The benches, spot benches, the handicap benches. So it's like one, like on one side. So if we're looking at a clock, say Kurt Russell's 12 o'clock, you're looking at one at like 6 o'clock, one at 7 o'clock, and one at like 5 o'clock.
So wait, so you that three was rows. You though? Was a standby?
Yeah, I got into the first show, and that's everybody's like, well, why don't you just like come back later and watch? And it was like, no, I want to be able to go do stuff afterwards. So it was fine with me. I was like, I got to see my favorite Christmas show out of all the parks was the Candlelight Processional. Every single year, it's absolutely freaking amazing. And I got to see Kurt Russell. I mean, he's a beautiful man, and that voice is so soothing.
It's that hair, though.
But yeah, no, that's I was ego hair. Yeah.
The ego hair.
I was so worried that he wasn't going to have it, and I was and like, oh, beard. He probably cut it. Yeah, yes. He's got the beard, and he was so into it. I don't know if like he was the night that he saw it.
He was pretty into it. Well, he wasn't like in. He was into it when that one song where they're like, he started like... And we're like, but it's funny. There's a couple things I found pretty funny. During the thing, while he's going, you heard this little kid go, "Look, mommy, that's the bad guy from the movie." That's actually very funny.
Did he address it?
No, he didn't. Aww.
Oh, have you seen that meme where it's a picture of him as the dad from Sky High, and then it's a picture of him as Ego, and it's like you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
By the way, when they announce like what movies he's been in, they say Sky High.
God, I didn't know.
Because I was hoping.
Oh my God!
Because
yes.
I was really hoping they were gonna say, today's person from Candlelight is Kurt Russell in movies from
Tango
Roadhouse, Tango
and Cash,
Big Trouble in Little China,
Overboard,
Overboard,
the last written words that Walt Disney wrote before he died,
Captain Ron,
as seen on TBS every single Saturday at 2:05 p.m., Overboard. God, it was so good. I love the Candlelight Processional. Right. I definitely wanted to go see it again before the end of the holidays. You don't like it that much?
No. Oh, I just really? Wanted to see I just wanted to see Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Like, oh, Kurt Russell. Like,
I'm not the most religious person, but just, man, I love
honestly,
that music.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think you
here's
should
my thing is it's
ones.
So crazy. Like, I always hear how crazy it is because people, like, super care about the celebrities. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, like, me personally, I'm just like, I don't want to see I mean, I do have to say Matt Bomer is pretty great, so.
There were dealers waiting for Kurt Russell. Like a lot of the people that used to go to the TNA shows back in the day, you know, the same kids that wait at the the airports and whatnot, they're waiting like right there that elephant door area, like where some of the characters
sometimes to try and get like
they're trying to get autographs or whatever.
See, if there was a chance that I would have gotten an autograph from Kurt Russell, I absolutely would have gone because I want him to sign a Sky High picture because I have Bruce Campbell's.
You know, they have Sky High and Disney Movie Magic at Hollywood Studios.
I actually didn't know that.
I didn't know that until yesterday.
I've only seen 5 seconds of it, and it's the Tron part. I happen to be walking by during the Tron part.
You need to watch it. It's good stuff. I wish that they would make it a full-fledged like fireworks spectacular to replace Star Wars if that ever goes away.
But we're not going to ever replace Star Wars.
How
dare
you? That whole park don't need to be Star Wars.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Honestly, at this point, just make it a Star Wars park.
Thank you, Brittany.
Star Wars. Just make it Star Wars.
Thank you, Star Wars. What about Mr. Destroy Everything? Come on.
No, that's me. I destroy everything.
He destroys everything.
DD's like, I feel like save
he's normally
everything.
On board with you.
Except for Fantasmic last week. You're like, yeah, destroy Fantasmic.
Yeah, get rid of Fantasmic.
Shut no, your
listen,
mouth.
I love Fantasmic.
It needs an update, but I don't say destroy it. It needs an update, not destroyed. No.
Disneyland.
We need Disneyland's level of update, but instead of a dragon scene, we need an animatronic Chernabog. That was my theory last week that we talked about. Animatronic Chernabog that comes out of the top of the mountain.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it does.
Are they ever going to make that movie?
What movie?
There was like a really heavily rumored thing that they were going to have. It was going to be inspired by the story that Chernabog was a part of. I can't remember the specific name of the story.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There was supposed to be a movie they were talking about making. Sorry.
No. Very educational.
Let's get into the news.
Yeah.
Oh, Didi's not ready.
Bro, I was so ready.
Bro.
I heard that.
Who heard that? It's news time. It's going to be quick, though.
It is.
We don't have a whole lot of time.
So we have 6 items on the list, but we're not going to talk too much about it.
Not a baker's dozen.
So number one.
Baker's half dozen.
The Disney's Fox deal could reportedly close this week.
Woo!
Disney could reportedly complete its purchase of 21st Century Fox's movie and television production operations as soon as this week. CNBC reports that the deal is moving closer to being finalized with a possible announcement coming this Thursday.
Oh, man.
Comcast reportedly dropped its bid for Fox on Monday, with Disney now being the sole suitor. The deal is said to be worth over $60 billion, but the exact amount is still unknown.
All of the money.
I'm excited, but like also we're taking over the world, but also excited.
Yeah. It's the same way. We talked about that last week a little bit, but it's exciting, you know, as a nerd, you know, for all this Marvel, you know, stuff or whatever.
There's like heavy speculation.
Like, what is going on?
I heard this theory the other day and I'm really excited about it. There's heavy speculation that the reason they split.
I was like, are we supposed to hold hands?
I thought you're showing off your engagement ring.
I don't have an engagement ring. Leave me alone.
On the right hand?
Listen. There's heavy speculation that the reason they split Infinity War and are like spacing it out more is because they might have been anticipating this deal, and they might introduce something that they earn from this deal into Infinity War Part 2.
Infinity War is 2 parts?
It was supposed to be 2 different movies, like specifically. It was going to be Infinity War Part 1 and Infinity War Part 2.
Now it's Infinity War and Untitled Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're splitting
Phase 3 film
things.
Part 2 or something like that.
Yeah. So
that could be a good theory.
Hugh
Jackman.
It makes me excited, but I also don't want them to just throw stuff in. So it's kind of a. But yeah, oh my gosh. That'd be the number one person that I'd want to see that, like. The X-Men have arrived if Hugh Jackman shows up.
He said he would come back if
they got
involved.
He'd do it. He'd say he'd do it.
So. Banks, don't crush my dreams.
What are you talking about, Banks?
He released a statement saying, you know, as much as I've said I would, like, it's time for me to step back.
No!
What if he's lying?
Look, Banks.
He's lying.
What if he's lying?
Thank you, Banks. You just ruined lives.
Just like the theory that I think Ryan Johnson's lying about a character in Last Jedi 2.
Oh, I don't know this theory.
Well, no. Everybody keeps talking about how, like, Lando is not in the movie. I still think he's in the movie.
I agree.
I'm telling you. Because
he keeps talking way too much about it. No, it didn't happen. You know, as much as I wanted it to happen.
I'm telling you that I can't think of the name of the planet right now. The casino planet. Canto Bight. I'm telling you, that's like the perfect place for Lando Calrissian to be.
Yeah.
And I just want
it's very Mass Effect 2, you know, where what's your name is, you know, covering
Omega.
Omega.
I just want a 2-second thing where he's like, sorry to hear about Han Solo, move on.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Like, that's all I want.
Just a quick little quip. But when's Watto coming in? That's what I want to know.
Oh my God.
Any.
So, number two, speaking of Star Wars, the first reviews are coming in, and they're pretty positive. I didn't write anything else. I don't know. That's all I really want to say. It's just that because I know DD doesn't want to know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. I seriously just went to IGN today to see what score they gave it. I'm like, wow, these pretty positive reviews overall.
What was the score?
DD does not want to know.
No.
Well, can he take his headphones out and plug his ears for 2 seconds so he can tell her?
You guys are jerks.
Well, you told me. I feel bad. She doesn't know.
It's a 9.7 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow. All
right. You're good. You're good. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm still hoping that my hype isn't too high. But I still
the
think
hype is
it's
never
going
to
be
for the hype. I'm ready.
The hype
I'm
is
ready.
Never too high.
Didi, what are you thinking? Is this going to be as good as everybody's hoping it's going to be?
I'm one of those people that doesn't really fall for the hype. I think the hype.
You're such
I'm sorry.
A negative
no,
Nancy.
That's good. I mean,
I'm one of those people. If you hype it up too much, it's gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, it was alright.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm sorry.
You're the worst.
No, sorry. I feed off of the hype.
No, it's like when everyone says, "Oh, Coco's so sad." Another movie, everyone was like, "Oh, it's so sad." Big Hero 6. Everyone was like, "Oh, it's so sad." I was like, "Where's the part you're supposed to cry?"
Big Hero 6 was that.
I did not cry. I did not cry at all during Big Hero 6. I'm like,
I cried at the beginning when the thing happened.
People's hype gets me hype. That's why I love going to like the late night Coco premieres of stuff.
I didn't cry during Coco. I didn't cry during Coco.
Excited Nerds is my favorite.
I kind of miss the classic midnight premiere. The last one I went to, I pretty sure was like the last Hobbit movie, and that was like when it first started to be that they did 7 p.m.s, and we got there at 12, and no one was there because everyone went at 7, and I was like.
So the last movie I remember seeing with Dee Dee, we lost our GD minds, and it was Power Rangers.
Oh my God! We
were jumping up and yelling and screaming, and it
was at midnight.
No, this was a 10 a.m. show.
This was a 10 a.m. show. The theater was packed. Yeah, and I think even the kids were just like,
"What is going on?" Like as soon as like Rita Repulsa goes like, "Make my monster grow," Dee Dee, yeah. Oh, it was so good. So
also
good.
When they played the jingle, you know?
Oh, and then when they showed Tommy and Kimberly, we lost our minds.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We lost.
Yes.
I haven't watched that movie since it came to Blu-ray. I want to see if I can watch it.
Don't you have it?
No, I actually don't have it. No.
Thought you got it.
Number three, the Game Awards happened last week. It was a really good show. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. It was a good show. I thought there was a little too much
ad stuff on there.
Ad stuff. Trailers and stuff like that.
Really? Oh, sorry. I liked all the trailers.
Oh, that Death Stranding trailer was brutal to watch.
Death Stranding?
All right. No, I'm the exact opposite.
No, I know. Yeah. Death Stranding. Are you guys talking about that?
Yeah. Death Stranding was going to be, once you heard it was going to be there, you knew it was going to be this long Hideo Kojima style. See, and I'm all
incredible.
About it. It's like a so 7-minute long trailer. I absolutely loved it. It was absolutely amazing for me. I still know nothing about the gameplay, but I'm so intrigued by this weird storyline where there's a baby and there's like hidden mysterious, you know, people and then floating up in the air and the baby's down what's his name's throat and like what is happening? But I want to play this so
it's bad. So like Alien Prometheus like.
Yeah.
Like it's
it's very David Lynch, I may say.
Count me out.
But of course,
Metal Gear Solid is very Twin Peaks-ish.
It is, yeah, very much.
If Josh ever play Metal Gear Solid, please tell me what's going on because I can't. I still to this day don't know what's going on.
But a couple cool announcements came out from it. So Bayonetta 1 and 2,
oh my God,
was announced as being remastered and coming to the Switch. Which I've never played either one.
Phenomenal.
Of them, so I'm excited to play it. And then, of course, they announced Part 3 is coming as
Oh,
well.
Oh, my God.
To all the consoles.
I'm so excited.
A Way Out, which is the next game from the guys who made Brothers.
Oh, yes.
It's ones where you control two different characters with two different sticks at the same time or whatever. It's basically like a prison escape, right?
Yeah, a prison escape, and then you have to survive, basically.
But what's really cool is that you have to play this game co-op. You can't play it by yourself.
Yeah.
So when you buy the game, you actually get a code to give it to somebody else to play with you.
Yeah. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. I love did that. You?
Yes. The guy lost his mind, the guy who created it, and said, you know, F the Oscars. This show is amazing.
And he basically said, screw you, EA.
No. He did not say that. He said EA screwed up on a bunch of the microtransactions, but EA has been good to him, and that's what he cares about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
And he said publishers sometimes screw up, but you know, EA's been good to him. From Software, they're the guys who created
the Bloodborne series.
Yeah, Bloodborne, and what's the other one?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
But they said that the guy who directed both those games says he didn't want to do another Bloodborne or Dark Souls game.
I hope it's Bloodborne, because Bloodborne, as hard as it is, was one of my favorite games when it came out. It's the aesthetic of it all is just so it's so good.
Do you think they would do it without him? Because they have the licensing.
Yeah, they have the license. Why not?
Heard that.
Why not? God, I heard that. And then of course, we talked about Death Stranding. And then, of course, their big announcement, of course, was the Zelda stuff coming out. So that Day night, of. Which was Thursday night, was when the ballads, Songs of the Ballad?
The
no?
Champions Ballad.
Champions Ballad, DLC came out.
I tried to download that when they announced it.
Yeah.
And the servers crashed.
Yeah, I saw that too. I didn't download mine until next day. I still haven't played it, but if you beat everything in the Champions Ballad, you get this crazy looking motorcycle.
It's like a unicorn motorcycle, and it's amazing.
And of course, that won their Game of the Year.
And best and a lot of awards. That and Cuphead were the big winners.
Yeah,
Cuphead
so
won a lot of stuff too.
I was surprised Horizon didn't get anything. It's not that I know of.
They didn't win best action game?
No, that was...
Wolfenstein.
No.
Wolfenstein 2
was
won
it Wolfenstein?
Best. Yeah, okay. Wolfenstein 2 won best. Really? I think they won something, but it wasn't nothing like crazy.
The one thing I actually forgot to write this down, but Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade.
Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice.
It won like best game with a like a voice or like a with a
best voice actress, the best voice.
Well, no. It was like best game with like a voice behind it, like saying like it had a message to send. So it was talking about like people with schizophrenia and stuff.
That's cool.
And then the actress won for best performance, which it was crazy because they announced that or she announced that this is her first ever acting gig and that she's really an editor with the developer. Yeah. So I'm like, this is amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And I went home immediately. Well, I was home already. I bought the game right then and there.
Phenomenal game.
I played through the first part of the level and it's absolutely insane. I think if I would have played through this before we talked about our games of the year, it would have been on my top five. And just playing that little bit of it. When you're playing with headphones, you seriously feel like you're schizophrenic. You hear voices, and then of course the headphones that I play with, they're surround sound.
Yeah.
So it feels like they're whispering like here, or they're whispering there, or there's a guy over here and this and that. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's crazy. But I had to play in it. I told him I can only play in increments, like 20, 30 minute increments, because I'd start it starts messing with your head, and I just like I gotta turn this off.
Oh, it's so good though, and it's on Steam too. So if you're a computer player, you can heard that. Player too.
It's on sale.
If I heard that one more time, I swear
I'm
to God.
I'm so sorry.
Heard that.
So next story, Brittany, I think you wrote this.
I did write this today.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Edison's grand opening gala. So ring into 2018 in Disney Springs as they host a roaring grand opening gala for the Edison on New Year's Eve, taking the location's industrial gothic style, crave satisfying food. Well, that's good writing. Did you write that yourself? All right. So good. You should write or something, I guess. And cocktails, of course. Along with its lineup of entertainment, as you experience the Edison's first night of operation. It's like the actual first night?
It's the actual first night because it was supposed to open last year, and then it got pushed back to this fall, and then it got pushed even further back to New Year's Eve, and now they're really trying to stick to this New Year's Eve thing.
That's crazy. The doors to the Edison will open at 7:30 p.m., giving visitors plenty of time to eat, drink, and be merry before counting down to midnight and celebrating the New Year with a special midnight toast. As fully immersive dining experience, the Edison features many themed areas for guests to explore, including the Lab Performance Space, Telegraph Lounge, the Tesla Lounge, the Ember Parlor, the Patent Office, the Radio Room, and the Waterfront Patio. That's a lot of areas. The tickets for the Edison's really cool New Year's Eve grand opening, Didi, you're saying let's do it, are $150 each.
Still want to do it.
With a limited amount available for purchase. The ticket includes a tray past hors d'oeuvres, live action food stations, and a selection of wine, beer, and spirits until 8 p.m. From 8 p.m. until midnight. The ticket price also includes a selection of coffee, desserts, and celebratory midnight toast to start off 2018 with a bang. The event is for guests age 21 and older, of course, and guests are asked to abide by the Edison's dress code. Men must wear slacks, jeans, or dress shorts. No baseball caps, flip-flops, or sleeveless shirts will be permitted. Jackets are also optional.
I love that they have a dress code.
I do too.
Because I read that and I was like, oh my God.
I hate
so
it like when you go to a place and like, you're a bum. What are you doing? Like, you obviously.
Especially, and I mean, like, I get it, you're on vacation, but I can't, like, eating at like really nice places and you're like, why are you not like at least kind of like, to like wear like something nice?
Something
like,
kind of nice. Like, not even just jeans and a button or a polo
shorts,
shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
God, well, I experienced that. We'll talk about this more with Tots, but like when Josh and I went to Carthay Circle, there were kids in like flip-flops and pajamas, and we were like dressed nicely for it, and there were people in like polo shirts and jeans and like just
when I ate there, it was the same story, and I was like
this is one of the nicest places I've ever eaten, and you should dress appropriately. There's literally a Club 33 dining room in here. You should dress appropriately.
Like it's like when you go to City Walk grand to your partying, but like when you go to, like, say, like Bob Marley's or even like The Groove, you just see, you know, you see everyone dressed, you know, halfway decently nice. And then you see like a tourist wearing flip flops or Crocs. And I'm like, oh my
Crocs, God. The ultimate dancing shoes.
Yeah. Same thing happened with Party for the Senses. It's not super bougie, but it's like, at least, you know, if you're going there, I think you should be prepared that you're going to an event like that. At least dress like semi nice. Like, I wore slacks, a tie, you know, a button up shirt. You know, it was just like, come on, you know, I'm feeling fancy, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think I've actually seen you guys since I went to Party for the Senses, but amazing. Had the best time of my life. Absolutely going back. But yeah, I got like really nice. I was wearing like little heels.
Did you go this year?
Yeah, I went. I went like 3 weekends ago. Oh, wow. Maybe like 4 weekends ago. It's been a really long time since I've seen you guys.
So what was it, the last weekend of Food and Wine or whatever?
Yeah, it was the very last one. Yeah, and it was so great. But there were people that were literally wearing like sneakers. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I saw people in there with like shorts and t-shirt. And it's like, ugh.
It's like if you're going to spend that much money on a meal or anything so else, you need to dress appropriately.
So where is the Edison?
The Edison is...
like right across the bridge from like where the pretzel place is.
Before Paradiso 37.
Yeah. And it's right next to the Art Deco building. It's got the big tower.
Where like BET and Adventure Club used to be. Like
STK, rest in peace, Adventure Club.
Oh, they're going to say so BET. I actually like
that. I couldn't go in there. That was the only places they let kids into. My mom took me when I was in middle school right before they closed. So
I'm really stoked for the Edison, though. So bring it on.
Actually, it looks really cool. I can't wait to check it out. It's very Bioshocky.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Dee Dee, this one's for you, buddy.
I also number wrote five, this one.
All new Bird Show featuring Russell Doug from Up, replacing Flights of Wonder in 2018.
Ooh.
As part of the 12 Days of Disney Parks Christmas, the Disney Parks blog announced this morning, this was yesterday, right?
Yes.
That an all-new Bird Show is coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom in 2018 to replace the Flights of Wonder and will feature Doug and Russell from Disney Pixar's Up. Just in time for the park's 20th anniversary, the new show will give guests the chance to see senior wilderness explorer Russell and his canine companion Doug discover bird species from around the world in the Caravan Theater in Anandapur.
Anandapur.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there you go. I read a lot. As part of the preparations for the new show, Flights of Wonder will hold its final performance in Animal Kingdom on December 31st, 2017. The guests will have until the end of the month to see the current bird show for the last time in the Caravan Theater. The new show is expected to open in spring 2018.
Aw.
Dee Dee?
Your thoughts?
I'm not about this life.
I actually really like Flights of Wonder.
Flights of Wonder.
Flights of Wonder.
It felt very educational.
And I love the character that's doing the tour.
Yeah.
And he freaks out about the birds or whatever. I always get the same guy, too. Every single time.
I think his name's like Frank or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah. He was awesome.
It's a good
and
one.
And he always had the little flag. That was funny.
I think it's cool that they're starting to introduce IPs into Asia and the Anandapur area because they don't have any.
Yeah.
But I worry about the unpredictability of having costume characters around these animals if it'll like freak them out or something.
I did not even think about that.
Yeah, to me, honestly, thinking about it, I feel like it's gonna look really weird, like visually. It's just gonna be weird.
Well, I wonder if they'll just come
unless
out and like introduce
with
stuff
the costumes or something.
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe they have like some other wilderness explorer with them and like they'll go talk blah 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 and then they'll go off to the side. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. I never even thought about that. So number six, this is the last one, but I put up the whole entire thing, but I'm just going to kind of, you know, go with through notes. It a little bit. So the full details release for the Star Wars Galactic Knights party this Saturday, December 16th. So Galaxy Far, Far Away is returning this week to a movie theater near you, and fans can celebrate the release of The Last Jedi with full details from Star Wars Galactic Knights Party coming to Hollywood Studios on December 16th. Let's see here. So Star Wars guests from 7 p.m. to midnight after regular park hours operating on December 16th, they will experience a Hollywood-style party where guests of all ages are encouraged to wear Star Wars-themed costumes and attire, normally restricted to kids under 14. Walk a premiere-style red carpet and enjoy the universe of interactive event entertainment, including a themed scavenger hunt and saga-themed projection shows along with many of the park's regular attractions. So let's see here. Warwick Davis is hosting the event. And of course, Rock and Roller Coaster is going to have the songs replaced with the Saga cinematic soundtrack, Star Tours. Let's see what else. Let's go through here. So they're going to host a panel inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a one night only panel discussion preview of the upcoming Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Nothing, Dee Dee? Really? Sponsored by Samsung? Nothing?
Sponsored by Samsung.
theme park lands hosted by David Collins with Scott Trowbridge, portfolio creative executive at Walt Disney Imagineering, Robin Reardon, executive creative producer at Walt Disney Imagineering, Chris Beatty, executive creative director at Walt Disney Imagineering, and Doug Chiang, VP creative director at Lucasfilm. This event will take place in the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Theater, so there's going to be plenty of room for everybody, and they're going to have their shows at 8:10, 9:10, 10:10, and 11:10. So plenty of times to see the shows. Let's see here. We got video projections on Star Wars of Star Wars film moments on the Tower of Terror exterior. So I'm sure Banks is loving that idea. No, he's okay. He's okay. Especially food and beverage, of course. Star Wars-inspired treats include lightsaber churros. They've done those before.
Yes.
Especially cupcakes, of course, and event-exclusive dishes. Of course, the food is not included with the ticket price, so it's going to be special, or you have to pay extra for that. But of course, they have the Galactic Tasting and Viewing Package, and that's $30 per person, which includes up to 5 food and or beverage samples from tasting stations throughout the park. And then they also comes with reserved seating to the 9:10 and 10:10 show for the little...
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that it came with reserved seating.
Yeah,
that's actually
either.
A good deal for $30. If it was just the food, I'd be like, meh, yeah. But
yeah, the seating makes
the
it
seating
better.
Perks it up a little bit.
The weird one, I thought Skywalker Vineyards will conduct seminars on the winemaking process.
Yeah, the wine they sell that wine at
Launch Bay. I just like as Star Wars fans, do I really want to learn about winemaking?
Do you want to drink
I mean,
Star Wars wine?
Classy Star Wars fan, maybe.
Well, yes.
I was waiting for it.
Yes.
Disneyland.
What?
So, of course, the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular is coming back. That's the big awesome fireworks show at the end of the night. They're going to do the Imperial March as always, Galaxy Far, Far Away, and then, of course, Trials of the Temple. In addition, DJ will hold the dance party all night at the Rebel base in front of the Chinese Theater, which I'm sure will be DJ Elliot. Hopefully he'll be Lobot again. Because remember we used to do that over at Star Wars weekends? He used to dress as Lobot.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, photo opportunities. These are the thing. This is like the main part that I'd actually want to go to this for. So it's Star Wars Launch Bay, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Kylo Ren, BB-8, and Rey. Rey.
I want unmasked Kylo Ren.
But he'd have to be
he'd have to be face approved. Yeah. I know, but
it ain't gonna happen. Not
what, thanks.
I'm not saying it is going to happen, but the last Galactic Knights, they had an unmasked Seventh Sister, so they're willing to unmask a character just for this event.
Yeah, but with the Seventh Sister is makeup, though.
Yeah.
You'd have to have someone that looks like Adam Driver.
I'm
and then
fine
you're,
with
and
that.
Then you're paying him equity.
I mean, look at Star-Lord. None of them look like Chris Pratt, so...
Actually, I disagree with that. There's like one that's really...
Out of the 12.
I got him, so...
Over at Sunset Showcase, they're going to have... there's a lot of S's in this one. Sunset
Showcase. Oh, the Seventh Sister.
Seventh Sister. Stop banging on the table, Banks.
I'm not,
I know. I'm making a joke because he kept banging on the table.
Oh, does he do that? I'm sorry. I was excited about the Seventh Sister. You know what?
She was getting hype, right?
Whoa!
Over at Star Tours, they have the Imperial Stormtroopers. At Animation Courtyard, they have the AWR Troopers. Is that the Death Troopers?
The Death Troopers.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because they don't call them Death Troopers
really
there.
That is really exciting.
The Commissary Lane, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, I assume they're probably going to be Jedi and Leia.
That would be the first time that they pulled out those costumes since Star Wars Weekend,
I actually
right?
don't think so.
Yeah,
no, I actually don't think that they're going to be
say.
Jedi, though. Because, look, if you keep going down Olaf, Buzz Lightyear, and Woody, that's all
God,
regular
I really
characters.
Hope it's the Jedi
Mickey
ones.
And Minnie on Commissary Lane, that's the area where they regularly meet.
I still
so
hope it's the Jedi
I don't
ones.
Think it's
going to be And then, of course, they have really cool backdrops this year. So they have Luke's hut near the Rebel base, Death Star Emperor's throne room, Batuu, which is, of course, the new area over where Star Wars land is going to be, Jeddah. They're going to have a U-Wing and K2.
I know. I really want a picture with K2.
They're going to have the Sith Temple, the Wampa Cave. What the heck is the Lugabeast? Oh, is that the big pig-looking guy? And then they're going to have a Rancor over in Tatooine. There's some cool stuff. Of course, they have the commemorative merchandise that you can get only there. Guests at Galactic Knights can also be the first Disney Parks visitors to purchase shirts promoting Solo, a Star Wars story. And 25% of this retail price will be donated to UNICEF. And they do that every year, which is really cool.
Yeah, I always get that.
Yeah.
It's a good shirt.
Also, anyone at the event who brings proof of purchase, electronic or printed, to the opening weekend to a showing of Star Wars The Last Jedi on December 14th through the 17th, the Disney Junior Live Stage Theater gets a free commemorative Christmas tree ornament, one per person.
That's kind of cool.
So that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Wow.
If I had the extra money, I would probably go. I'm not going to lie, but I still can't justify $130 to go right now just because of Christmas and everything else.
It's hard for me to even justify like the discounted price, too, just because I would want to spend the $30 on the dining, like the food thing, because it's just easier than having to shell out $5 for every plate.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just bitter because, like, where's my Star Wars weekends?
Yeah.
But it's
and I was I would want to meet more characters. I would want some more exclusive stuff. I would want more celebrities, like a celebrity panel. And it's just, it's not.
Yeah, character-wise, it's really not a lot. And that was my complaint with the Force Awakens event. Like, they had, like, it was literally, like, you can meet Chewbacca and Kylo Ren in the launch bay. Like,
but you could take a picture with stationary BB-8.
Yeah, and that was an experience, I'll tell you. That was an experience. I did get a picture with them, and it was great, but...
Yay. All right, well, that's it for my news. Didi, do you have anything?
Get high news.
Come on, man.
This is going to be a quick get high news.
Get by news?
Get by news.
Get by news.
I like get by news.
Get by news.
That's a damn
good. Maybe I should start calling it the heard that news.
Heard that?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. Everything's so weird right now.
Worst ever.
Oh my gosh. Okay, real quick. So I can't believe you didn't put this on here. The Switch officially sold 10 million units.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
First 9 months.
I was trying to keep it short tonight. Sorry.
Okay. Switch sold 10 million units, that's which a is lot. Pretty crazy for only it being on sale for 9 months.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So,
what a terrible comeback to the story for Nintendo.
Unbelievable.
Right?
It's awesome. I love it. So, you know, the California fires are what's going on. 90,000 people have been evacuated. 55,000 homes have been destroyed, and who knows how many acres. Justin Bieber said he was going to try to help the victims as much as possible. Along with Lady Gaga and I think somebody else. I forgot who it was.
That's cool. Awesome.
So it's good for him.
It's good. Yeah.
Good for them. The Billboard charts and year-end charts are in. It's Sharon. There we go. He's
that weird ginger kid.
Yeah, he's the top artist of the year.
Did not get nominated for any Grammys whatsoever.
I was going to say, I don't feel like there was a lot of them, but okay.
In Kendrick Lamar's new album, Damn, got the top spot for...
Sweet.
So that's
I love
good.
The Farouk thing there. That was good.
That's good. Okay, and HQ Live, which is an awesome online trivia show. Well, not online, but phone mobile trivia show.
Is it finally coming to Android?
It's not on Android? It really isn't on Android. Mm-hmm. They made a joke about that. It was really today.
Yeah, it's not on Android because Gary Whitta plays it. He's the writer from Rogue One.
Okay.
And he's now on Kinda Funny.
Yeah.
He was talking about people playing it the other day, and I went to look at it. I'm like, yo, yeah, it's not on Android yet.
I thought that was a joke. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not on Android yet.
Wow. Okay. So, on Sunday night, if you're on Apple, they gave away a total of $20,000, $10,000. They did two games back-to-back, $10,000 each game, which the second game was actually a surprise game. No one knew about it. Use my code BlackDemisPrime, by the way.
why?
So, between the two games, they had almost a million people play.
That's crazy.
Have you ever actually won any money?
Oh, the closest I ever got was 8 questions right. Because you do 12, so it's tough. It's very tough.
Do you have to get in order to win anything?
12.
Oh, you have to get
and
all
12. If no one gets all 12 questions right, the money rolls over.
Rolls over. That's
but
cool.
They just did I don't know why they did. They gave away $10,000. And real quick, I just want to point out net neutrality, whatever, is it's happening in about a few days. Let's make sure that we... stay informed about that and talk to you and mail your senators.
Yes,
about
you don't want to pay extra to go to Attractions Magazine and read all the news stories that are right.
That is true.
And you don't want to pay extra to go on YouTube and watch our video version of the podcast.
And what's really cool, you can actually do like an automated thing on Twitter where it will tweet out on, was it Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Like every 10 minutes where it like overflows. Like with a hashtag and whatnot, it's going to tweet from my account every 10 or 12 minutes.
How do you do that?
Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find it out the other day.
Please tell me I'll do that.
So stay informed. It's very important if you don't want to have
slow
internet speed. Yes. So if you're watching this right now, Disney could be like, or Universal could be like, they didn't talk about us, and then pay companies to be like, slow down Attractions YouTube page. So,
they talk about, they say that all we have is simulators.
All we have is simulators. Screw them. So, you know,
says to break everything, to destroy everything.
Yeah. I.
So, yeah, call your representatives, tweet, post,
be loud.
Everything.
So, yeah,
be loud.
It's very important.
Because that's how Obamacare was passed again instead of being shut down. So, I'm pretty sure. Didn't people like speak out and call their representatives about that?
You mean for good things or bad?
For good things, because they were supposed to get rid of it, right? I don't know. It's confusing. Wasn't that how that happened?
It just wasn't. It just wasn't done.
Oh, not get
with.
Passed, but it just hasn't.
It
went
just
away.
Wasn't.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
It just hasn't.
Okay.
Went away.
I was confused. Like I kind of like Obamacare. I mean, it's not perfect.
No, I'm not.
But, okay.
No, I don't.
Well, let's not get political. I don't want to get political.
Not political, but real, but now it's not mandatory anymore. So, but anyway, but besides that, so that's it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into topic of the show.
Are you ready?
These are the frozen tots because we're gonna make them real quick. Your tots frozen tots.
Oh, I just wasn't sure when you were done. That's all.
Put them in the oven.
So last week we talked very little about it, at least messing with Brittany the entire time about how bougie her trip to Disneyland was. Pinkies up, everybody. So Brittany, a couple weeks ago, you went to Disneyland.
Yes.
And you did some stuff.
I did a lot of stuff.
Tell us about that stuff.
Well, I flew in Wednesday and got to check into the hotel, State of Paradise Pier. It's very nice. The rooms are huge. And we also got a park-facing room for paying for the standard rate, which was pretty sick.
That's good.
Yes.
I got to see Mission Breakout from my bed every day that I was there.
That was pretty awesome. From your window, is there like a balcony or anything, or is it just the window itself?
It was just the window itself. Oh, okay. Like literally, if Paradise Pier was here, there was a street, and then Calvert Adventures right there.
Cool.
That was really cool. And then Thursday was our first day in the park, so we did Disneyland all day and got to see everything. We got to ride everything. We did Max Pass, which was my first time using their new Fast Pass system, which if you guys don't know what Max Pass is, you pay $10 and you buy it through the Disneyland My Disney Experience app, and it's $10 a day, and you can make Fast Passes for almost any ride. I think there are a few exclusions, like Peter Pan's Flight and stuff.
Why is that so popular? I don't understand it.
It's a great ride.
I didn't get to ride that. That was the one Fantasyland ride that I didn't get to do.
They did at Disneyland?
Well, they added projections.
Yeah, they added projections.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then you also get all of your PhotoPass downloads for that particular day for free.
Oh, that's lit.
So and all this is only $10?
Only $10 a day. Incredible, right? I was talking to Josh about it, and he thinks it's because they're testing, and that once it's deemed to be successful or not, if they can, it'll raise the price.
$100
right now,
a day.
Right now it's $10. So make it like, it's a really good deal, in my opinion, and it works very well, so you don't have to race to the FastPass kiosk, which I didn't know where any of them were, so that wouldn't have helped me at all. Because they're all each for their respective ride, like near their ride. So like if you wanted to ride Radiator Springs Racers, you would have to run to the back of the California Adventure to even ride it.
So what was the first thing that you were like, hey, I want to go do this, like when you walked inside Disneyland?
We went and rode Space Mountain first.
Was
that your priority?
Cyberspace or whatever, right?
Our priority was to do all of the like main e-ticket rides that would have the longest waits first, because we were resort guests, so we had extra magic hours in the mornings.
Cool. Snap, I do that too.
Yeah, so we were able, Thursday we were able to get into Disneyland Park at 8 and it opened, or no, at 7 and it opened at 8, I think. Mm-hmm. So they walked us all the way up to the end of Main Street, and I like stood at the ropes and cried for a little bit looking at the castle for the first time. It's got a whole different vibe over there.
Really?
It's so different.
But you had to squint.
Yeah. Well, I was closer than most get, because we were like at the front.
You had to squint to see it? I'm confused.
It's 75 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
The castle?
It's like a house. It's like a large house.
Yeah. Oh,
are you serious?
I had no idea.
Because our castle's 199 feet tall. This one's 75 feet tall.
I had no idea.
What? I didn't know it was small. It looks so big.
It's tiny. Yeah. But you can walk inside. It's a walk-through attraction.
It's so cool.
It's a walk-through attraction
telling the story of Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, kind
of
like...
Oh, it's so pleathic.
Kind of like a really Swiss cute. Family Treehouse type deal. Okay.
Oh.
That's cool.
And theirs is better there, too, because it has Tarzan. Sorry.
Yes. There's a Tarzan treehouse over there, too. And all the music is like... jungle.
Phil Collins stuff?
Yeah, it's Phil Collins stuff. It plays jungle marimba stuff. Like, yeah.
You'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in. You're not going to sing with me? You're done?
I don't know.
I'm surprised Banks wasn't like, stop. We can only do like 8 seconds.
Yeah, because I hit the key, especially. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But we did that. We rode Space Mountain. Space Mountain at Disneyland. Holy crap. Because I got to ride the regular one because they had just taken away Hyperspace Mountain. Oh, my God. I was floored by how good that roller coaster was.
It's good.
It's phenomenal. I didn't know what I was expecting.
Is it bumpy?
No. Also,
it doesn't hurt.
There are screens in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And oh boy, it's just good.
Oh, so it doesn't.
And
it's
a two-seater instead of a slalom style ride.
Ah, so it definitely doesn't hurt.
And then right after that, we did the new Star Tours because we hadn't done the crate sequence yet.
Okay.
Is it the same stuff?
Right now, you go to Jakku and then you go to Crate and then Batuu.
That's how it is.
But you might get a transmission from.
We did
Poe, or you might get
Maz. Which, did you get Maz or Poe?
I got Poe in Disneyland, and then we went to Hollywood Studios last night, and I got Maz.
Which opening scene did you get?
opening scene was Kylo for both.
For both?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get Kylo.
What'd you get?
Well, we got Rey.
I've never gotten Rey. I've only gotten Kylo.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's Rey at the Millennium Falcon and BB-8 there. And it's really,
oh my God.
I think the coolest part was that it's all the new First Order stormtroopers rather than the Imperial ones.
Yeah.
And then after that,
like phasing away the old
guard. Kylo has like the executioner ones with him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
After that, we just kind of did little rides around. I did Indiana Jones twice. I can't believe that ride is over 20 years old. Blows my
freaking... It's still good?
The best ride.
I know it still holds up.
That's my favorite ride ever.
What shocked me was like the
that it's the same
size.
Exact track as Dinosaur?
Yes, which is the crazy. Size of the building, because once you get to like the Temple of Doom like tunnel part, it's so big. You have three different scenes happening in that one space at the same time.
That's crazy.
It's so lit.
It's awesome. Just, it's big, and that's one of the things that I really loved about the Disneyland park rides. Pirates is big. Indiana Jones is big. Space Mountain feels bigger. Everything is just built with so much more care and size, and just, Pirates is really good too.
Mm. I always say quality is Disneyland. Quantity is Disney World.
Amen. I'm a true believer now. And then Friday.
A true believer.
Friday, we did Disneyland Park again to just do everything else that we didn't do. Tried to ride Big Thunder Mountain and got evac'd off of it, but I got to walk the Big Thunder Trail.
I'd rather do that anyway.
So,
that's really cool.
Yeah, they walked us on Big Thunder Trail. We had breakfast at Carnation Cafe, mm-hmm. like Walt used to do, and then we rode in the horseless carriage that he used to drive around.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I saw pictures of you guys doing that. That's
and
really cool.
And then we took pictures in all the old like Main Street vehicles and had dinner at Blue Bayou with the dining package for Fantasmic. And let me tell you guys, if you are trying to see the good Fantasmic at Disneyland, you got to do the dining package. Okay, you got to do it. Because one, if you do the first showing at Blue Bayou, you get seated in the very middle of the viewing area in the very front. So you get to be front and center for everything. But if you do the second show, they mix the Bell Terrace or the Lily Bell
River
Terrace
Bell
or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to say the peons?
They mix that. They mix that and the Blue Bayou together, so you kind of just have a huge... I'm not going to tell this if you're going to keep making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you!
And then they give you butt cushions that you get to take.
You get butt cushions?
You get butt cushions that are monogrammed with like Blue Bayou or Riverbell Terrace or whatever, and you get to take them home, and it has Fantasmic on one side and the restaurant on the other. You get to take them with you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they give the general public ones that say peon on it?
No, they get to stand behind us.
Wait, they stand?
They stand, yeah. It's sitting for people that get to sit in the front for the dining package, and then everyone else just stands.
Do you know where it happens at? It's their river. You know how we have the river that runs where we have the Mark Twain?
Yes, the Mark
Twain. We have the Mark Twain that goes by right by Haunted Mansion. That's where their Phantasmic happens.
It's like it's really? That layer and yes. Tom Sawyer.
And it's awesome because part of the show is the Columbia, which is a pirate ship. They have a pirate ship that goes around their river.
It's it's a whole
and
Pirates of the Caribbean.
We do Captain Hook fight on it.
The bad
I have
Phantasmic.
Videos.
We have a stadium.
Yeah, but we don't have a giant Pirates of the Caribbean section with acrobats and skeleton pirates Jack Sparrow.
Can you buy delicious chicken tenders at the stadium where you watch Fantasmic? No, I do not think
that. With our trash bag dragon? No, what amazes me is that they have they have a giant Maleficent dragon animatronic that stays in the island, like Tom Sawyer Island, stays in the ground all day.
Sleeping
and then during that sequence of Fantasmic, it comes out of the ground. So it's stored underground. It's like 20 feet tall. It's huge. I don't know how they get it so smushed down to be underground like that. People walk on top of it every day. It's amazing.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
So what was your favorite thing when you were out there?
My favorite thing, probably Fantasmic, just because it was so good. And I was such a fan of the one here just because the music is so triumphant and cool and it's very nostalgic. But seeing an actual good like care put into it, production, it was everything. I also really loved getting to dress up and stuff. Eating at Carthay was really a cool experience because we had a very passionate server who like told us the whole story of the Carthay and everything and was just like very into it. And the food was amazing, really good, worth the money. I wish I could have seen the regular World of Color instead of Season of Light because it was very like mellow, very chill.
This is the Season of what?
They have a seasonal World of Color show called Season of Light, and it's very chill, very Christmassy. So it's not the traditional Wonderful World of Color thing. It's all Christmas stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
I would have complained.
Did you do Nightmare?
Yeah, I did. It was cool.
Really cool?
Yeah. And the whole ballroom section smells like gingerbread, and they have a new gingerbread house every year that they make. This year was Oogie Boogie themed.
That's so cool. Oogie Boogie!
And then the Hatbox Ghost had a Christmas hat on his decapitated head.
So good. Oh my gosh.
And then there's tinsel and stuff all around it. It was so cute. And everything is decorated over there. Like everything was decorated. And then characters just roam around by themselves.
They don't have to worry about being attacked like they do here.
Well, no, it's just so relaxed and stuff. Like we were walking around the Disneyland Hotel because we had gotten there too early to check in. So we went and explored the Disneyland Hotel and the Grand Californian, and we were sitting in this like mid-century modern living room diorama that was in the Disneyland Hotel, and Pluto just like walks over and hangs out with us and takes pictures in this little living room area.
Mm-hmm. They actually do that at Pop Century too, or Art of Animation. I mean, when we were over there touring, this was a couple months ago for the vlog. God, I can't remember who it was that walked in there, but yeah, we were just hanging around. Like they have like right in this. As soon as you walk in, they have like a little like corner hub area. They have some arcade games. And I can't remember which character came in, but some character came in and started like messing with me as I'm playing Galaga or whatever it was over there. I'm like, wait, what the heck is going on here?
And then we got to meet Thor and Loki, which was everything.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got to meet Thor and Loki. And my boyfriend was like, hey, I love you, but I'm going to need a picture with Loki by myself.
I would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I would have done the same thing too.
And it was really funny because like he walked up and then like Thor and Loki came over and like shook our hands and stuff. And then he was like, I don't want to insult you, Thor, but I'm only here for your brother. And then Thor was like, fine. And then like held his arm out to me. And then we went off to the side. And then he looked over at Loki and he was like, brother, you can take his arm because you're wearing a dress. Because I was like holding onto Thor's arm while we were walking. And I was like, that's too real. That's funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it was so much fun. I really love California Adventure. I'm really upset that they're changing it to Pixar Pier because it's so cute. And if you go at any time, highly recommend going for Christmas just so you can see Viva Navidad because that was wild.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was Arena was talking about on Facebook or whatever the other day how much she loves that show.
Viva Navidad is amazing. I was all over my Snapchat when I was there. They have like street performers. And this is the only time you can meet the Caballeros and everything. And they have like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy all in their like Mexico, like Viva Navidad outfits. And I'll show you guys videos. I saved all my Snapchats.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about this another time. We're going to try and cut the podcast a little short tonight.
Cut it off.
We're done. Bang, see ya.
I don't want to talk about it anymore anyway.
But we're going to go into really quick new releases for the week. So
of course,
movie wise, don't worry about the music this week. We'll be good. Movie wise, you got Ferdinand, which I'm probably going to be number one at the box office, right? Probably. John Cena. I mean, come on.
Not with
this
competition.
It got nominated for Best Animated Feature at the Golden Globes.
Of course, you have Star Wars, The Last Jedi coming out, which is a fact it's going to destroy.
Whose bright idea was it to release Ferdinand? I remember this happened during Force Awakens.
I feel bad for anyone who tries. Like, why does anyone even try?
I don't know. That's a weird one. Don't even worry about TV this week. There's really nothing. Everything's going on. Holiday vacation. Right
well, kind of.
This is the last week.
Yeah, this is the last week. And then as for video games.
PUBG, of course.
PUBG. And then I didn't know it was free. The Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, Resident Evil 7.
DLC.
The Resident Evil 7. Well, I think the one is. I think the Chris Redfield, the Not a Hero stuff is free.
Yeah.
But the Zoe stuff, because it's what happens after Resident Evil 7 happens, the storyline. Mm. I can't remember. It's Zoe's. Oh, man. I can't remember. Anyway, there's somebody that meets up with Zoe, and you find out what happened with Zoe after the game happens. And that's part of the season pass.
Okay.
But I can't wait to play that. I'm probably gonna be playing that maybe sometime this weekend after Star Wars. I watch it 12 million different times.
Sure.
I'm not gonna buy PUBG right now. I have too many games and it's not on my list that I need to play right now. But really quick, we had one question from Matt Clark, the Mac Machine. He says, assuming that you guys will eventually do a top 5 movies of the year panel, my question this week is, what does Expansion Drive Christmas album sound like? Favorite Christmas songs.
I only have a couple. What is that song that's so jiggy at Candlelight Procession?
Oh, I can't remember. If Frock was here, she would tell you.
That's a boogie down song.
Yeah, I do like that one.
God. Other than that, I hate Christmas. So I don't like any other song.
Oh my God.
Anything on the Phineas and Ferb Christmas CD is really good.
Oh, I like the...
NSYNC, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
No, I've heard
the
it 20
greatest
times.
Song for the reason for the season, NSYNC.
I really like the Hollywood Studios Christmas Loop.
Okay.
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
On the Christmas streets, they play the music on the streets.
On the street? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the song they used to do for the Macy's Parade at Universal. Let your heart take flight on Christmas Day.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and then wow. And then Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Wow.
And Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Christmas time is here.
You have to sing like this, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can't go wrong with the far
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay,
rave.
Get out of here, you nosy little pervert. I'm going to slap you silly.
Oh, I don't really watch Home Alone now. So, Brittany, if anybody wants to follow you on the socials and see some of these pictures that you took at Disneyland, where can they follow you at?
You can follow me at Brittany Tuttle on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And you can see me on Early Night Live every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. I haven't really posted pictures outside of Instagram, though, and my personal Facebook. But if you guys want to see those on Twitter, let me know. I'll tweet them.
All right. All right. Tori, where can everybody follow you?
On Instagram, it's at Boba Fox. On Twitter, it's at Tori Fett. You can catch my Blue Sky Beauty where I did a Hela and Grandmaster tutorial a couple weeks ago, but I will have a very heavily The Last Jedi themed one coming out this week.
Wouldn't it be awesome if she said Ferdinand?
The movie that will dominate the box office, Ferdinand. Yes.
Didi.
She's going to have horns.
You can find me on all types of social media except Facebook, Blacktivist Prime, BLAK. TIMUS Prime, PRIME.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo.
And of course, you can follow the show at Attractions EXP on Twitter, and you can email us at expansiondrive@attractionsmagazine.com. Once again, we'd like to thank MEI Travel, Mouseman Travel, and Universal Fan Travel for sponsoring the show. And of course, Gaylord Palms for sending us out to
thank
the,
you so
the convention
much.
Center in recording the podcast and going to check out, of course, Sounds of the Season concert series.
And
Ice,
baby.
Like we said, Ice is included with your ticket to the Sounds of the Season concert series. And again, they have a couple more shows coming up next Wednesday, the 20th. Next Wednesday. That's tonight. Sorry.
No, it's tomorrow. Tonight.
The podcast of misinformation.
Oh
yes. Oh my
God.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm
so sorry.
So Wednesday, the 13th, which is tonight if you're listening to this right now, they have the Orlando Gay Chorus. Next week, Wednesday, the 20th, they have Voctive. And then on Thursday, the 21st, they're going to have the Orlando Philharmonic and the Orlando Ballet.
And Opera Orlando. This is
beautiful.
Right there.
Opera well, that's going to be next week.
Next week, though, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go.
So, of course, like I said, that includes a ticket to Ice. So if you haven't been out to check out Ice yet, just go see both because it's awesome. Whenever you can see live music, it's awesome.
And then see a bunch of giant ice sculptures right after.
We're really excited, as you can tell, because we've never been before.
Yeah.
As always, from the good brothers and the good sister, too sweet.
Get sisters.
Sisters.